Over to a cutter. KK's got it. Knocks a player over. Shot is up. It's good. With 0.7 seconds left. Timmy drops it over to Charlotte Elmore. Inside the lane, she curls around, and the shot is up and good.
KK, what a find to Tyja, who scores again.
As that's taken away, Ryan Stearns has got it. It's 3-on-3. Ryan all the way to the cup, and the shot is good. Benson fires another three straight on. Won't go, but Tyja Hawkins, the putback underneath.
4:09 to play in the fourth quarter. UTSA 54, Marshall 51. Andrew Stossmeister back here at the Convocation Center in San Antonio. Roadrunners have not surrendered the lead. It has been as wide as 12 here in this game, but in the second half, it's played much closer to a 5-7 point game. Roadrunners trying to pick up their first win since January 12th. They have lost 5 in a row and 7 of their last 8. 54-51. Marie Benson at the line shooting 2. Roadrunners 8-14. They are at the 13th spot in Conference USA and from the foul line as the first toss is up and good. UTSA shot their free throws real well for the first 2 months. They have tried to get it back together here in the second half. Benson dialed in. Both free throws are good. 56-51. Roadrunners by 5. 4:07 clock will start. Last year, UTSA won in Huntington. Put up 72 points and route to the 72-51 victory. Inside Porter drives hard. Shot is good. Counting a foul. Nice take that side off the edge. The Herd shooting the ball the best they have the entire game here in this fourth quarter. They're 7-9. 56-53. Marshall again has not lost a game that has been decided by 5 points or less. They're 4-0. 6-3 in games altogether, 10 points or less, but battle tested. Fresh off a victory on Thursday after coming back from down 14 at UTEP. Bonus free throw is up. It is good from Porter. The Herd, who had 14 turnovers, 11 in that first half, just 3 here in half number 2. 56-54. KK's got it around to Marie Benson. Benson holding and waiting. UTSA has talked patience all week in practice. Out to Marie. Be patient for the great shot. Inside, Tyja Hawkins. And Tyja has a new career high, 20 points and 10 rebounds. Keeps UTSA ahead by 4, 58-54. Herd looking for the answer. Roadrunners are 5-9 shooting here in this fourth quarter. They have not attempted any threes. Taylor Porter with it, working on Tyja. Backdoor cut. Gore inside the lane, way off balance. And Marie Benson rips away her 15th board, but as she's getting out into the break, they call traveling. I think the ball was kind of juggling for Marie. And they whistle the turnover. That's a difficult call underneath. TSA will reset. 3:07 to go. Their lead is 4 points. They have not relinquished it here this afternoon. Right side Mayo, now down to Brooks. Cut off, nowhere to go. Again, remember, Marie Benson has 4 fouls on the defensive end. Coach Kemper calling for a reversal. He can't get it. Mayo back out to the edge. Porter with it. Porter working on Tyja Hawkins. Down the lane, shot is up, and a foul is called. Nice drive again by the redshirt senior, Taylor Porter. One thing, again, that continues to stick out for Marshall. Both Porter, Gore, Mayo, they're all 3-point shooters, but all three of them are fearless. First free throw is good. Marshall has now made 8 straight free throws and 11-14 for the game, 58-55. One more at the line for Porter. She's got 13, 2-point game, 2:45 left. Timeout situation, each team has 3, by the way. Both teams have committed 5 fouls. So both are at that bonus if they are fouled on the other end, unless it's an offensive one. Lob underneath, Tyja Hawkins from Barb Benson scores. And Tyja adds on 22 points and 10 rebounds for Tyja. She's played great, hasn't turned the ball over. Great find by Barb Benson with her 4th assist of the game. UTSA by 4, crowd starting to make some noise as a 3-pointer from Shayna Gore goes. And it's a 1-point game. Marshall did not hit a 3 in the first half, folks. They struggled mightily out there. They were zip for eight. They are 3 for 6 in the second half. And I told you that odds were fair that they'd probably get 4 of them in this second half. Out of the timeout, it was called by Marshall. UTSA takes over. They're up 1. Remember, they have not trailed here in this game. Barb Benson with it right now. Runners have led by as many as 12. They had an 11-point lead at halftime. Marie Benson holding it. Space to work. UTSA has done a good job using the clock. Tyja Hawkins has been the go-to as Barb takes it straight to the cup. Laid it up. Missed the shot. But a foul is called. Kia Seville is a freshman out there right now. Commits the foul. Her third personal. Barb Benson to the free throw line. UTSA 10 of 16. They're 7 for 10 here in the second half. Better in the fourth. As Barb is ready. 26 of 38. That shot is no good coming in. Barb is 1 of 3 from the stripe. Seville's goes out. Mayo comes back in. Again, no player with more than 3 fouls for the herd. Benson, second free throw is good. 2-point game. Hawkins and Marie. Well, Tyja and Marie each have 4 fouls. They gave one to Tyja that they added back in there. Let's see how that's approached. Marshall, I'm sure, aware of that. Gore working underneath. Jumper's up. Blocked from behind. Benson with her second block of the game. Critical block with 95 seconds left. 61-59. This is the time to execute right here. Tyja over to Marie Benson. Up top to Kekek. Around the arc to Barb. Looks for the reversal. Not available. Now Marie Benson with it. Plenty of time. Marshall does not have to foul. Looked like they did. Inside. Reverse layup. Barb Benson shoots and scores the assist from K.K. Donald. Barb Benson's got 8. 4-point lead. Herder down 4. They've had it within 1 multiple times today. They've been climbing the hill. They haven't gotten over it as Benson deflects the ball out of bounds right in front of us with 60 seconds to go. UTSA the high fives, trying to bleed through with that confidence, trying to get their second league victory, erase a 5-game losing streak. Herder trying to win their 4th in a row on the road. Second timeout taken of 3 left for now coach Tony Kemper. He'll have 1 left. UTSA still has 3.